All right, I have the members of the commission here. We have Mr. Abernathy, Mr. Jalisco, Mr. James. I have learned to call you guys Mr. You will correct me anyways.
Absolutely. Get it right.
Now, you guys started the night by introducing, I don't know, maybe an honorary member in Stephen Richards?
Yeah, he was a good friend of ours until he betrayed us. But, yeah, that's how we started.
We brought him here to save those people, save everybody, show them the way. And then he taps out.
He ended up becoming one of those people. Weak.
Weak. He was weak.
Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Mr. James, you challenged Jeremy Wyatt at the beginning of the night to a match. I mean, Wyatt was talking about all the guys he beat, and you're like, but you haven't beat me. And, well, that match didn't go so well for you.
I didn't go horribly, other than him pulling my tights, cheating, and pretty much hit me with everything that breaks the rules. I mean, I abide the rules. You give me another match with him, and it'll be a different outcome.
Well, that may be, but Davey Vega faced you, Mr. Abernathy.
Yep.
You did get the win.
Destroyed him.
I don't know if destroyed's the right word. A handful of tights later, 1-2-3 count.
Yeah, you know, 100%. He pulled my tights, but I overcame that tonight and got the 1-2-3 clean in the middle of the ring. He attacked Mr. James for no reason at all, pulled him up on the apron, tried to take his career. Thank God I was there.
Now, Mr. Jalisco, also in singles action, Matt Fitchett, Davey Vega's partner, and you were not victorious in your match.
I wasn't? Wait, I could have sworn I won that. I got him with the snapmare driver, the rule breaker, 1-2-3, that's how it went, right?
That's what I saw.
That's what I saw.
I didn't see anything different.
Yeah, I'm sure my head didn't bounce off the mat, knocking me clean out and unable to remember half that match. As far as I remember, that's how I won. So we're going to pick the match, and you know what? And in honor of this, let's do 2 out of 3 falls, brothers.
I was thinking more bunkhouse brawl.
No. Or Inferno.
Inferno.
Inferno match.
Oh, yeah.
I think we do Inferno. Well, you guys do Inferno. I'm not involved in it.
The best one. The Punjabi prison match.
Yeah. I mean, these people are like, act like they're in prison, dress like they're in prison. Let's treat them like we're in prison.
Absolutely.
Punjabi prison, baby.
Now we come to the thing that Mr. Abernathy was talking about. At the end of the night, the match with Stephen Richards going for the title against Jeremy Wyatt and was not victorious. And you guys, I don't know, you maybe it looked like you kind of cost him that match and then tried to attack him after the match.
Here's the thing. You wouldn't know much about this, but we've never quit at anything a day in our lives, and we've sure never tapped out. And that's what he did. He quit. Just like all the people do, they quit. They quit supporting their kids. They quit their jobs. They quit paying child support. We don't quit at anything. They don't quit doing drugs. They don't quit drinking beer. They don't quit beating women. You know, it goes on. The things people don't quit. We don't quit following the rules. We don't quit enforcing the rules. He tapped out. He broke the rule. And once again, tried to kill Gary. I don't understand why people don't like Mr. James. Tried to kick his head off. But we beat him up. Wyatt came out wielding an axe. We got out of there.
Thought it was a chainsaw. Jesus. Essentially, it's everything Mr. Abernathy said. Gary was in there brushing his shoulders off, telling him, good job, kid. We'll get you next time. Here's some advice. Steve Richards couldn't handle it. He flipped out like a superstar diva and just tried to kill Gary. And, you know, we had to take action. We are men. We have beards.
You don't have a beard, Mr. Jalisco.
Yeah,
but I have a bearded soul.
Bearded soul. You see, what I don't understand is, why is everybody trying to take my career from me? I have a family, all right?
Speaking of beards, it's a good idea. He convinced me to grow this bad boy. Said it's okay.
You look immaculate.
Said it's okay.
I've wined and dined with kings and queens.
Slept in alleyways. Feasted upon pork and beans. Wait a minute. Okay, let's end this here. Let me tell you what's causing all this. 10 pounds of gold around Jeremy Wyatt's waist. Whew! You better be one hell of a man to rile up Big Daddy, Stiff Robo Ginger, and Pistol Danger. And I have no idea who those three men are, but if you rile us up, whew! You're in for some hard times. Pack a lunch.